I think music can tap into someone's soul.
Carmen Lee knows firsthand the power of music. She credits it with helping rescue her from the depths of severe depression, and she sees it as a universal force for good.
If you remember in school, they always find a common denominator.
Now, this longtime mental health advocate has discovered another common denominator, the power of using one's challenges to make positive changes. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
Sadness, unhappiness, great fatigue.
That is how Carmen Lee remembers her earliest battles with depression, something she just assumed all kids had to deal with.
In the first grade, I thought everybody was pretending to be happy.
And so for years, that's what she did, pretended.
I went to college, I became an airline stewardess, always with this pain inside.
But in her 20s, Lee began to slip away.
I stopped eating, stopped sleeping, stopped talking, and ended up in catatonia.
In catatonia and inside a hospital where a caring doctor was able to reach her with the help of a piano.
He started playing the piano. Then I eventually started playing for him, discussing the music. Then I went into therapy 5 days a week.
Lee would spend decades in and out of hospitals, but music would remain a constant for her. And so too would a relentless drive to help others through advocacy.
It just grew, and I just saw the need for reaching the general public.
Pursuing that drive, Lee wound up founding Stamp Out Stigma, a consumer-driven advocacy and educational outreach program, and doing the work she knew needed to be done.
Educating, inspiring, and dispelling the myths.
To learn more about how Carmen Lee is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2AAlliance.org. Jeff Bell, KCBS.